It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
In the last season of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, a mystic sea of fortune-telling machine made an ominous prediction that very soon one of our heroes would die. After a series of dangers threatened Dr. Floyd's ship, Dr. Grant and Chips realized that Dr. Floyd was nowhere to be found. They raced to the boiler room, only to find one of the most shocking and horrifying sights they had ever seen. We now join Dr. Grant and Chips sitting on the bridge of the ship.
Why, Chips? Why? I just don't understand why!
As Dr. Grant pounds on the console of the ship, he accidentally hits the transmission broadcaster switch and turns it on, thereby sending their conversation out into the time and space stream, where it is picked up by the ship of the evil mastermind, Dr. Steve.
What is it, Fidget? I just put on this facial mask. A transmission from Floyd's ship. Turn it up.
I just can't believe it, Chips. The Dr. Floyd we've come to know and love is gone forever. I just don't understand why you would try to do something so foolish. I mean, this changes everything. I don't know how we're going to be able to continue with this mission.
Dr. Steve reaches out and switches off the transmission receiver.
Fidget, do you know what this means?
I don't know what that.
The Mystic Seer was right. And you know what else?
Dr. Floyd wanted to die.
It sounds like Dr. Floyd is the one who died. And that means... It means we now have free reign over time and space, in which we'll be able to carry out my plan to pillage history. Let's not waste any more time, Fidget. First, let me just take off this facial mask. Yeah, there, 30 years younger. Now fire up those engines and let's go.
Now let's return to the ship of our heroes.
Gee, Chips, I guess we just better set a course for home.
What is that? Dr. Steve and Fidget have made a time jump. Oh, no!
You're right, Chips. We've got to stop them.
But what about Dr. Floyd? Good thinking. We can't let them know what's happened. We'll just have to do our best. Where did they jump to?
New Jersey, June 28, 1778. Cripes, that's during the Revolutionary War. We'd better get moving.
As our heroes start entering coordinates into the time and space travel device, we turn our attention to Freehold, New Jersey on June 28, 1778. The War of Independence is in full swing, and the Battle of Monmouth, which is where we are now, is known as the longest battle of the American Revolutionary War. This is the war to be at, and every major American military leader is here, including George Washington, Marquis de Lafayette, Benedict Arnold, and Alexander Hamilton. While these men of historical fame further entrench themselves into the annals of legend, we turn our attention to the battlefield's lone feisty female, Mary Hayes McCulley, better known as Molly Pitcher.
Molly!
My name is Mary, for crying out loud.
Whatever. Look, the men of the left flank need water.
Yeah, well, we all need water. It's like 100 degrees out here.
But they are in dire need.
Well, I have a dire need for you to stop busting my chops over here. I'm pouring as fast as my little pitcher can pour.
Well, we all appreciate what you're doing.
As long as you appreciate the water bill the army is going to receive when this is over, I could care less. Now, out of my way, pencil neck. I got water to pour.
As Molly Pitcher runs to the left flank, she is unaware of two shadowy figures watching her from behind a tree. They are none other than Dr. Steve and his sock-shaped assistant, Fitch.
There she is, Fidget, Molly Pitcher. And there in her left hand is her world-famous pitcher. Well, what we're going to do is steal Molly's pitcher. Just think about the amount of money it'll fetch on eBay when we return to the future. And with Floyd out of the picture, no one will be able to stop us.
Oh no, the evil Dr. Steve and his sock-shaped assistant Fidget are scheming to swipe Molly Pitcher's pitcher. With Dr. Floyd seemingly out of the picture, will Dr. Grant and his faithful robot companion Chips be able to stop the nefarious plot of Dr. Steve? Tune in to the next exciting episode of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.